farms come in many shapes and sizes, raising crops and livestock. But in central Arkansas, there's a centuries-old farm that has been raising an unusual herd that people just keep coming back to see. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside. Depending on where you live, you may have seed in the ground or you're still waiting on the weather to clear. Maybe you've made most of your seed decisions, but you're looking to switch some acres from corn to beans or vice versa. Perhaps you just want to try some new and highly productive genetics on your farm. You've been hearing me talk about Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn for some time now, brands we've used for many years. Randy Baker and his team from Wilcross have heard from many of you, and they're still crisscrossing the Midwest, helping longtime customers and meeting new ones. Randy and the crew follow these beans from start to finish and regularly meet with processors and buyers both here and overseas. Whether it's conventional or GMO beans, give Randy a call at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers, remember that AgriGold is the corn specialist. Check out their giant hybrids that are winning yield trials at AgriGold.com. Wilcross and AgriGold are a winning combination on your acres. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. It began in 1902, a special farm made just for the tourists who flocked to Hot Springs, Arkansas. Jack Bridges is today owner of that attraction, the Arkansas Alligator Farm and Petting Zoo.
And at that time, the gentleman that started the farm started the alligator farm because there was a lack of attractions in Hot Springs at that time. Hot Springs was noted for its hot water baths, which was a number one attraction, and the oldest. He saw a need for some other attractions for these people who stayed here for the baths.
You'll see all kinds of gators here, a wide range of sizes and ages.
At one time, I had 14 alligators that were 14 foot up to 18-10. 1,000 pounds, 125 years old. But now my old ones have all died. Now everything we've got now is our second generation, as we call it. And right now my alligators go from about 12 inches up to 11, maybe 12 foot.
The life expectancy can be 85 to 95 years. Jack says he believes part of their longevity is due to the winter hibernation.
We feed them chicken mainly. Sometimes we'll feed fish, but I found out chicken's a lot easier to work with because the odor factor with fish.
The chicken is supplemented with vitamins and vegetable oil to make up for the lack of vegetation they would normally consume. Nowadays, the feeding takes place from docks. That's not how it used to be, though.
It used to. We got down in there with them, and I did. And I've been bit 5 times, and 18 stitches in my left hand's worse. And it's always because I'm either careless or I'm showing off.
Jack says those bites quickly teach you not to show off. It's a farm that gives tourists an up-close look at an animal many keep their distance from. Traveling the countryside in Hot Springs, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.